Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And the eighth tactic, just to know the ones that our president taught for 4 years, and the Hillary Clinton made her thesis on this, still sealed to today. You're going to hear that, I guess.
Maybe we're going to get this unsealed. I want to see this.
Of all the interesting reads, you think about it.
I want to read this.
But I really feel, and by the way, and as we always say, you know, that's their prerogative. They can follow whoever they want to follow and do whatever they want. But we're talking about from the church perspective, the light perspective, that we cannot follow darkness. What does darkness and light have in common? Mm-hmm. So if somebody's using Lucifer's techniques, you know, to be able to organize America and the world.
Hello.
You know, that's what they're doing. But for us, we have to follow Jesus. And, mm-hmm. and that, at some point, that's going to be obviously polarizing. It's going to be obviously polarizing. You should not wait for Alinsky to polarize you. You should be polarized as a believer already.
That's right.
And, but the eighth tactic taught by our president for 4 years and thesis written by Hillary Clinton is from... Saul Alinsky's tactics for Rules for Radicals is keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events of the period for your purpose. I mean, think about what's happening right now in the news. Think about what's happening in the news right this moment. In this very moment, when you think about the eighth tactic, and this is so, if you really listen to all of this, this conversation about these 13 tactics, the dark side and the light side of this context of it, and just for knowledge, you're going to go, oh, this so makes sense. He is one of Alinsky's students. Mm-hmm. She's one of Alinsky's students. Yeah. And Revelation chapter 20 says that whoever's teachings we follow, then that's who our daddy is. That's who our daddy is in the context of that. And so with that, we find out that, my goodness, these are Alinsky's children.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Alinsky's children all the way back from the time of Lucifer. And so in the context of that, when you hear the tactic is keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events happening in America right now in the world. I mean, think about every single event. It's like, man, it's like just bam, rapid. Bam, boom, bam, boom, bam. Boom. It's like those movies years ago when they would actually... In those black and white movies, when they would try to advance time, they would have a calendar, and they would pull the like day one off, and day two, day three, day four, day five. Yeah. That's events are hitting like this rapidly. I mean, it's just nonstop. It's like, did you just go from healthcare to trying to fire shots into Damascus to bring in downsizing our military to bowing down to the king of Saudi Arabia to shaking the hand of the enemy of Israel to, I mean, it's like rapidly I just can't even name them all, to getting our own people to run our own people out of their jobs because of government shutdown, because of, if I could name them all, it would just blow us away. But the whole thing, at the same time saying, you know, that, you know, the Christians will, their businesses will pay for abortions, you know, this healthcare thing, which is a huge push in that area. It's like, what's going on? Relax. Tactic 8 is taking place. You're seeing Tactic 8. As a matter of fact, thumb through your channels, and you can see. That's what's happening, your news channels. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you have a lot of Alinsky's children that are reading teleprompters right now. And just relax. Don't get all upset with them. First of all, realize that in Revelation chapter 20, God gives them time to repent. Don't get all, you know, all self-righteous about that. Just realize, oh, wow, they're in rebellion. They're in darkness. Or they might even not even know God. And they're just thinking, this is the way you push this country to where you want it to go. But for you, you've got to follow the light. You've got to follow the Lord. The tactic that we're talking about of the 13 tactics is keep the pressures on with different tactics and actions and utilize all the events of the period for the purpose. And so for your purposes. And so what you're seeing with all these different things, the G20, the economic collapse, the government shutdown, not wasting a crisis, the healthcare, the shootings that are taking place, the Second Amendment phrase. I mean, everything's about stirring things up, and it's like one tactic, the next tactic, the next tactic. And so many people are talking about that what's being said, but you understand this, Lucifer is a deceiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this book, Rules for Radicals, is dedicated, is it not,
oh,
to Lucifer? The first one that did this, And you can see it. You can get a copy of it. They probably will ship it. They shipped it to me in the bottom of a big roll of stuff. They were thinking, there he is. He's now organized. And so I was like, no.
Look at the result of all those tactics and all the things you just listed. It's you have a part of the country that's just rising up and saying, wait a minute, what is happening? You keep poking. Right. They're rising up and saying, listen.
And it's so important. Realize it has nothing to do with what's being said. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has nothing to do with cell phones. It has nothing to do with gun control. It has nothing to do with Damascus. It has nothing to do with parks. It has nothing to do with unions. It has nothing to do. It has to do with what's behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
Don't watch the right hand. It's the left hand that you got to watch. I can think about that. Anyway, so the people have those left values and what they just think that we just want to push America outside of God. Realize, too, but in the context of that this is serious stuff. But understand this, the majority of America, it does not feel that way. They're just sleeping. And so I just want to encourage you to wake up. You know, one way you can wake up, as we're talking about this, one way you can wake up is partner with VFN Radio. I mean, look what we're doing. We're talking to the world. We are talking to the world. We are talking to the world right now about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, who can I tell? Well, if you partner with us, we will tell them for you. Tell your friends about VFN Radio and the Daily Radio program. Go to VFNTV.com and become a partner. Sponsor. Be a partner. You know, whatever you're led to, whatever particular dollar figure, coin figure, whatever it is, just partner. And maybe you want to be a sponsor or underwriter. Understand, that's how we can do this together. This is what Jesus said. Whoever does that gets the same reward. So it's us doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, if you live in the anywhere between Destin, Florida, and Mississippi, hey, we are intensely focused. God is doing something, which I believe is a glory zone. If we bring the light, we constantly sow this light in that area and in the world, then God can transform the economy. God can transform things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, our fruit's bigger, our economy works better, and despite what's happening, God can protect. And the same thing can happen in your city where you are if you listen to that. Partner today with VFN Radio. This is so, so very important. So what is the counteraction in regards to all these things that are hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting and all these tragedies being used and some of them just being made to look like tragedies is to relax a little bit. He said, Jesus, the Word of God says this. He says, in this life, you'll have troubles.
Mm-hmm.
In this life, you'll have troubles, but cheer up. I've overcome this life. And he said very specifically, too, that the Word of God says that your peace in the midst of the storm is a witness to folks. Your greatest witness to folks is just stay with Jesus, abide with Jesus, continue to be the light, and let darkness do whatever it's going to do. And understand, your life will say to them, this is what supernaturally will say to them, is that you're going to be saved through this by God, and they're going to be destroyed if they don't find God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're running around, you know, trying to find a cheese line and biting your fingernails because you didn't listen to God, you didn't prepare, and then obviously you're not going to be a witness of the light. You're going to look like scared of the dark. You're going to be a scared person. But understand, we've been talking for quite some time, so now you can go back and listen. It's available to you on the VFN Torch. You need to prepare, and don't swing. It has nothing to do with all these things that are happening right there. Don't get angry with Washington. Get angry with the church. Righteous anger that says, what are you doing turning out the light? How come you are not walking in your workplace, in your marriage, and your society, and your community? Why is only 97, why is there only 3% of you, why are 97% robbing from God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. It's like, come on. If you want to get angry at anything, if you've been walking in darkness, get angry at your sin and say, you know, God, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I am ready to be the light. As a matter of fact, there's a segment that you hear on VFN Radio. This guy's in Washington, D.C., and he's going, dear God, it's our fault. It's our sin that's done this.
Right.
Lord, forgive us. Don't bring this thing on our nation. Well, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus responds in regards to what we're talking about here with this particular tactic. He says, and this is Jesus, the Son of God, when he's being tested. Remember, he's being tested by Lucifer. He's being tested by Lucifer. And he goes and he goes in the wilderness, and he's led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. And he's fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and Lucifer shows up to tempt him. And in verse 4, it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So listen, you're going to go through your life. Temptations are going to come. That's where you prove your love for God. When you say, you know, despite all this stuff going on, I'm going to serve you. This is time. Mm-hmm. This is time for the church. This is time for the church to rise up and show your faith.
Right.
And show your faith. This is time. It's time for us to show God we love him. Not show man. Forget about man. Just forget about everybody.
Forget about it.
Realize, yeah, forget about it. Understand the eyes of God goes to and fro looking for you. If you're going to depend on him, if you're going to rely on him in the midst of all this chaos and confusion, remember, that's when he went and found David, because he was that way. Be a David, a man after God's own heart. And so here he is. Jesus is led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In verse 2, this is chapter 4, verse 2, he says, and after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, would you like a stimulus package? He said, If you are truly the church, if you are a Christian, if you really, really do follow the Bible, if you truly are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. That's what Satan tells them. So there's a dialogue taking place between the Son of God, which, by the way, we're going to be treated just like the teacher. So this dialogue is taking place right here. And he's saying, okay, if you truly are the Son of God, then tell these stones to turn to bread. And Jesus speaks to him very specifically. He says, it is written. And that's why we cannot defeat the adversary's lies unless we get into the Word of God. And 97% truly are not rightly in the Word of God, according to George Barna. So how can we say it is written? This is how you defeat the enemy. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but he'll be abiding with God. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We're talking about, and have been talking about, you know, these three things we're going to try to get in this particular extra hour. We're going to continue the conversation about the eighth tactic. And it's really the seventh and the eighth together of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, which our president taught for 4 years, and which Hillary Clinton did a thesis on, which is sealed. Our university sealed. There's a policy they created just for the first lady that when she was president's wife, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton.
Right.
And we're going to continue talking about that. But the Lord Jesus said, these things must come, but woe unto the one through whom they come. So there's a lot of woes going on right now. I mean, we can always repent, but understand it's us, it's the church, and that's what we're talking to, is those that are walking with the Lord or profess to be walking with the Lord, those that are being drawn to the Lord, and those that have gone astray. We're calling you back in. You know, and saying, listen, God loves you. God will restore you. And if you come to your senses and realize that you can only have one God, Jesus Christ, only way to God, then you're ready. You're ready for the Father's blessing. And so in the seventh tactic and the eighth tactic, the seventh tactic is, you know, give everybody what they want. And these 13 tactics of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, and we're talking about the light side. What is the light side of that? And the eighth tactic, we've already started talking about this in the first hour. We're going to kind of continue on. And the eighth tactic, just so you know, for those that are just listening, is keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events of the period for your purpose. Well, this book is dedicated to Lucifer. It's dedicated to Lucifer. And it's what our president taught for 4 years and what Hillary Clinton did a thesis on. And it's what we're seeing take place. So it makes sense. A lot of things make sense when you see it. I say, oh, this is just Alinsky's students that are doing this. And so we started talking about, you know, what was the response to that? You know, give people what they want, keep the pressure on. Well, here's Jesus. You know, we talked about Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, where Jesus was, as soon as he was baptized, he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted by Lucifer. You know, to be organized by Lucifer up in his kingdoms and all, basically. And so he's fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he became hungry. And all of a sudden, the doubt came in, and Lucifer shows up, and he starts saying, you know, if you are, don't ever feel a need to defend yourself, and don't feel a need to defend God. Just be the light. Just be the light. God can defend himself if we just, and be the light means this. You're following the light, Jesus Christ. My sheep know my voice and they follow none other. So you don't have to defend the shepherd. He's the shepherd.
Right.
So you just follow him. And he'll tell you what to do, when to do it, and all that type of stuff. And so this is what the first thing that Lucifer says to Jesus was, if you truly are the Son of God, you know, do something. You know, show some magic. Turn these stones to become bread. And Jesus' response was in verse 4, it is written. And this is my big concern. This is what Michael Bodia, who lives half his ministry life in America and half in Romania, which is the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman, mm-hmm. who gave a prophetic word over the nation through the fire. And is that 97% of the regular professing Christians mm-hmm. in America, according to George Bonner, are not in the word in a way that you need to be able to quote it or confess it. At least 81% are not in it at all.
That's right.
And only 3% are doing it in the context of what God is saying. But the only way you're going to be able to counteract darkness and Lucifer tactics against you is the word of God. You're not going to have another tactic. You're not going to be able to fight a dart tactic with a dart tactic. Mm-hmm. I remember Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries talking about dealing with a controlling spirit that he had to wrestle with. Somebody had a controlling spirit in his ministry or whatever. And so he was going to try to control a controlling spirit. Mm-hmm. And he said,
don't worry.
It almost killed him.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was, it was trying to use dart tactics to fight dart tactics. You're just mm-hmm. trying to get your way then versus, mm-hmm. God, what do you mean here? And so Jesus said, you know, it is written. Can you say it is written to every attack? And we're telling you right now, with this eighth tactic and this seventh tactic of these Lucifer tips, I'm giving you the written word. We're telling you, this is what you say.
Yeah.
When they say, you know, why don't you do something like this? If you truly are a Christian, if you truly are a follower of Jesus Christ, then do this. And he says, listen, this is Jesus' response. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, that's what we always talk about. Mm-hmm. If you really want to live, if you want to live the life that God's called you to be, begin to abide with him. Abide with him. When you think about it, Jesus tells us in John 15, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And you definitely are not going to be able to defeat the tactics of Lucifer or the tactics of Alinsky. The tactics right now being used to apparently being used to organize America and the world with your own words. But if you abide with the Lord, he will tell you what to say at the time to be able to say it. And if you don't have a plan to abide, if you don't have a plan to abide, to be able to live by the proceeding word, and what that really means is that God gives, he's your ever present help in time of trouble. Now faith is being sure. Now faith is sure of what you hope for, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Tell everybody my name is I am. And so God is in the now. Well, if you're studying who he used to be and you're hoping he's going to be something different, you're missing him because he's right here in your now. Mm-hmm. And so we live by the proceeding word of God. So Jesus was just following his father. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do. And that's how we'll defeat the tactics in the word of God. Following the Father, what God says at that one moment. And VFN Radio is a proceeding word.
That's right.
You know, because only God could, you know, this mm-hmm. is God. And so then the devil says, okay, that tactic didn't work. So he has another tactic. That is the procedure, right? The procedure is bring as many tactics as you can, utilize the moments. And here he is hungry. He's been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And all of a sudden, here comes Lucifer to tempt. That's the way it works. You know, America's having financial crisis. Let's put the government on shutdown. Let's shut some things down here. Let's threaten to fire shots into Damascus. Let's empower the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Let's shut down our borders in a way to be able to bring in Homeland Security and have let's just put the Muslim Brotherhood on the Homeland Security. Let's do all this crazy, you know, that's the same thing that's going on. Now, what are we going to do with all this? Mm. Are we going to do what Jesus said in the light and say, you know what? You have a lot of words and you're very eloquent in your ability to speak. And I bet you, just like Woodrow Wilson, people stand up and applaud you when you talk. But the truth is, I trust God. Mm-hmm. Your words do not excite me, nor do they depress me. I'm amazed by them. But the words of God is what I live by, the preceding word of God. So give me a moment after what you said, and let me abide a little bit, because I want to find out what's God's response to that. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you. And that's what we're telling you right now in regards to some of the things that he shared with us. And that's how this even came to pass, because God's saying now, and it's interesting, right now America's going through all this, the world's going through it, and what are we doing? We're living and speaking to you from this preceding word that God shared with us about what's going on, because there's no agendas. You know, we're just like, hey, this is it. So then the devil tries another tactic, and that's what he says in this eighth tactic. The other tactic is, then the devil comes, this is talking to Jesus in the wilderness. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. I mean, think about it, the highest point of the temple. And how many people have been offered this high place? And listen, I'll give you a position of power. Listen, general, if you'll just do what we tell you to do, we'll put you over the CIA. And we'll put you over the FBI. Mm. If you take the bait, you'll soon be shamed and it'll be targeted, polarized, and
they'll pull you out.
And next thing you know, this general that was fought for our country, that's done so many things, has been shamed by what's going on, in which we have to realize that's just a tactic. We should not put him in a category that darkness is putting him in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, what they're accusing of, David, I mean, after God's own heart, that's where Jesus came out of his lineage. So we can't go there in the context of that.
From David to David.
From David to David. That's right. David was the general, right?
David Petraeus.
David Petraeus.
Wow.
Day-day. Anyway, so then here he comes again, and Satan's going to try to tempt him again with another stimulus package. No. He says, then the devil took him to a holy city and had him stand on the highest place of the temple. And he said, listen, we need somebody to run the CIA right now. We need somebody. we need a drug czar. Mm-hmm. You know, we need a green czar. You know, we need a credit card czar. We need a
healthcare czar.
A healthcare czar. You know, and I mean, whatever it is, it could be in your this could happen in your family, your marriage, your business, your community. But we're just talking about the nation. Is the nation being organized? In verse 6, Satan says, "Okay, he took him to this high place." So he presented everything to him. He says, "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and will not, and they will lift you up in their hands, and they will not let your feet be struck against the ground." First of all, if somebody walking in darkness tells you to jump off a building, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Think about it. Don't do this. I mean, you just,
no matter how big the pile of money is on the bottom, don't do it. It ain't real.
Somebody says, you know, I was just showing up, and it's like, yeah, you're going to be on CNN News, and they're going to be putting a banner over your head when you showed up, going, because I remember the governor-elect, or the governor was running for governor at that time, of Florida, and we were praying about, you know, what is his values? What is this guy's values? Mm-hmm. What does he stand for? And that type of thing. And because we just didn't know. We're interested in values. You know, what do you have godly values? What are your values? And so we find out he's coming in. He's coming into the region that we're in. And so I thought, wow, you know, I'll just go down there then and, you know, stand in the crowd and get a chance to hear his speech and maybe get a chance to talk to him. Well, there was like seven of us, you know what I'm saying? And the banner they put over us on the news was, you know, people that hate big government or something like that. It's like, it had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that. It matters what you show. We just were literally praying, God, we have a fear of you in our hearts about who we need to be able to support in the context of what's going on. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find out who these folks are and what they stand for, what their values are, ask them questions. And what happened when I showed up? All of a sudden on the news, they start speaking over these people. And that's what they'll do. If you show up at Lucifer's party, if you show up at Alinsky's party, at their little block party thing, at their little organizer thing, realize that you will be on a poster forever.
Mm.
Forever. And they'll put whatever they want to over you to be able to use that, because they could care less about those that are going there. They're using you to accomplish their goals. Talking about the light perspective of darkness, you know, Alinsky's 13 rules for radicals, going through them because we're being organized as we speak right now. And, you know, this is the seventh and the eighth tactic, talking about those tactics. And, you know, when Jesus was in the wilderness, led by the Spirit of God, and right now, you know, obviously everything's Father filtered. God is allowing America to be led to a time of testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a complicated test. Gross darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Open whatever you want to do, and total rebellion, or walk in the light.
Yeah.
It's sort of like saying, okay, we're going to find out, you know, who's who. The who's who, right? And that's what First John talks about, the who's who.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is. This is so the first touch didn't work when Satan told Jesus to be able to, if you truly are, he's doubting, if you, you know, trying to question his identity. If you truly are the Son of God, then turn this, do some magic stuff.
Right.
I don't see any healings this week. Well, Nazarite, you know, join me in the next town from a distance, and then you'll see some miracles.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
You have the upper box seats.
Yeah, right. It's like Jesus said, I can leave everybody out of the room except for these two. You know, he knew that you don't need no Nazarenes in here right now.
Y'all go bowl water.
Now, I'm not talking about the Nazarene. We're not talking about the Nazarene church. We're talking about the Nazarenes when he was in Nazareth and no miracles because there was no belief and familiarity.
Thanks for the clarification.
You could be a Nazarene no matter what particular organization you're in. Okay. And so, again, the third time, the first two tactics didn't work. So then again, Lucifer has another tactic here, and he's going to come to the Son of God. And this is all orchestrated, allowed by God to take place. So then here's Lucifer, this is how he's tempting them. And the devil took him to a very high mountain. Okay, the first was a high place in the religious realm, right? The first place was magic. The second place was a high religious seat at the temple. And the third thing is a high place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it takes, whatever tactics it takes. So here's the third tactic. Again, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms. Think about this. All the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you were saying that day, you say, well, he showed him Greece and Mexico and America and Canada and Iran and Iraq and Russia
and England and France and Italy and
and Egypt and
Africa
and Libya and Morocco and et cetera. And this is so important because so many people don't understand that they're trying to walk on this world and they're trying to change these kingdoms. And it's like, watch what he says right here. And the devil took him, Jesus, to a very high mountain and showed him all, think about it, all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. I'm going to look at this stuff and things and look at all this, you know. And then he says, all this, I will give it to you.
Mm.
Think about it. The ultimate stimuli, the ultimate, you know, we will just give you $1 trillion and all this.
Yeah.
All of this, I will give you the presidency. George Soros says, I'll give you all this, right? I will give you, he says, all of this I will give you, he told Jesus, if you bow down and worship me. I mean, think about that. And this is the thing that he says. He says, all this has been given to me, so I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't say, these haven't been given to you. You know why? Because when one man fell, it all fell. And so there's a new kingdom, a new ethnos, and it's the kingdom of God. And we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God. Well, you know, we are Christian Americans. We're Christian Greeks. We're Christian Israelis, for example, or Jews, you know, Messianic believers.
Sure.
But we're not of this world. And right. So don't, if you're trying to buy into organizing these kingdoms, understand you're buying into darkness because these kingdoms have been given to Lucifer. That's why all these crazy things happen over, I mean, kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall because it has, you know, flawed men in them. But Jesus' kingdom has stood the test of time and it will stand forever. And his government will forever be on the shoulders of Jesus. And so he says right here, he says, all this has been given unto me, so I can give it to you if you'll just bow down and worship me. And think about it. Which means worth-ship, which means if you just put me first, if you just put me first, if you put my teachings first, if you don't follow, if you just let me, you can bring all your religion you want to, and as long as that religion allows you to follow me, you know? And this is what Jesus says. Jesus says to Lucifer in his third tactic here, he says, away from me, Satan. Away from me, Lucifer, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Think about it. It's time for the church to say to darkness, and all these Lucifer tactics that, you know, we just say away from us, away mm-hmm. from me. Not trying to change the world, nothing like that. I'm just saying, don't participate in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the next thing that said. He says, then the devil left him, left Jesus, until a more opportune time, which mm-hmm. means hang it up. It's not going to ever, somebody says, when does this stuff stop? I remember years ago, we was in the Brownsville Revival, mm-hmm. and this student was at the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, and he was sitting in the hallway. He was bent over on some old pew that was in the hallway mm-hmm. there. And his elbows were on his knees, and he just looked like he'd been tattered and torn, and a lot like the one we saw at the end of that 40-day fast.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't going to show up at their own thing.
Right.
It's pretty bad you have a 40-day fast, you don't even show up at your own thing. So he looks up at me with his elbows on his knees, and he's bent over, and just a sad look on his face, and he says, when will this stop? When does it stop? And I said, oh, it never stops. You just don't feel it anymore. It's like, right. Oh, he's like, oh my goodness, this is so. And it's like these dark tactics have been around since Lucifer organized in heaven a third of the angels. Yeah. And until the Lord comes back for us or we go to meet him, he will come back again and again. It's for us to say, away from me, tactics of darkness, away from me, Satan. Get behind me in Jesus' name. I want to be able, we just talked about the three little tactics or three big tactics that was used by Lucifer towards the Son of God. And he's pretty well standard, you know, these tactics that are used. And understand, if you're trying to organize earthly kingdoms, you know, you're just going to be busy yourself with just, I mean, think about it. Was Jesus involved in the politics of Pilate? You talk about, you know, are you a conservative, liberal, independent? I mean, he didn't care.
Caesar with his Caesars.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah,
it's
he had
the
no,
kingdom.
He didn't care what face was on the coin or whether it was a coin or not. We are not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Once you're born again, once you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you begin to follow a new king.
Yeah.
That's why it was such a big deal for Jesus to say he is, in the beginning, to profess that he's the King of Kings
mm-hmm.
and the Lord of Lords, King of the Jews, because all of a sudden, Caesar, you know, is going like, is there another king in Israel? What's happening over
right.
there? And of course, really, the kings who thought they were kings was the Pharisees and, mm-hmm. and the Sadducees and all. And so all of a sudden, there's this big tussle of authority. But the thing about it is that if he chose to set his kingdom up right now on the earth, and he's going to down the road, that you don't have to worry about it. He can do that. But what he's doing right now is that he is the kingdom of God is within those who believe. So when you become a believer, the kingdom of God is within you, and the way you spread the kingdom, since you are a kingdom container, you get outside the building, you go somewhere, and you tell somebody about Jesus and the goodness of who he is, and then they experience the kingdom of God and have a chance for the kingdom to be in them. So you can have 10 or 20 or 30 believers together, and the kingdom of God is within their hearts. And guess what? And there's Jesus in their midst. Because he said, mm-hmm. when two or more gathered in my name,
mm-hmm.
there I rule as king in that environment, in that situation. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And so, but there's going to be a day, I mean, we're not going to get into that right now. And so what's happening here, we think about it, somebody says, well, I'm just trying to get a better life. I'm trying to get more pay. You know, I'm only getting paid $75 an hour, and I want to be able to have, you know, benefits packages and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. I mean, you look at Detroit today, and it's like all those years you drained America dry for those unionized wages,
yeah.
and now it's like, it's horrific.
It's bankrupt. It's got
it's just,
nothing.
It's like wasteland. Yeah, but for years, you had no problem living off the dole. Well, as we as believers, we have to understand that it's not okay to organize against your boss
mm-hmm.
and organize against your nation and your country to get more than someone else. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, you trust God, do what's right. When you think about it, if 97% of self-professing believers, people that attend a church gathering every 2 weeks, according to George Bonner, are robbing from God. If they're not giving God his tithes and his offerings, for
mm-hmm.
example,
mm-hmm.
that's people that are trying to make it happen themselves. They're trying mm-hmm. to organize their money, and they're trying to say, I'm going to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not going to work because it's all his.
Mm-hmm.
But if we honor him with the first fruits, he says, I'll pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain. And so instead of trying to get this perfect life in this life, understand you've already been guaranteed a perfect life. It's time now to show your faithfulness to him. It's time now to let people know that they too can enter into the light. And so when you think about it, when Paul's talking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, when these tactics are being used against us, these Lucifer tactics that's been around for quite some time, but we're defining them more through the Alinsky rules for radicals. And, you know, got to give them more things they want, keep moving, use all these moments type of thing. That in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul's talking about who we really are because the kingdom of God is within us. And so he says, but we have this treasure. What is the treasure? The kingdom of God, God's presence. We have this treasure in jars of clay. You're not going to ever be perfect. You're not going to ever have a perfect this or a perfect that. Quit seeking that and realize be perfect in God. Just totally humble yourself and surrender yourself to him and watch his perfection begin to come in your life and out of your life, and he be glorified because of your life. He says, because we have this treasure in jars of clay. So many people are trying to get treasures in this life and treasures from another man and treasures from the government and treasures from some other kind of form of manipulation and organizing. It's like, why not, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, why not have this treasure of God inside of you? He says, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So God wants, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's saying, listen, don't try to organize in your own fleshly carnality and all your little schemes and all this kind of stuff. Just you know, do what's right. Begin to do what's right. And he goes on, he says, we're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. How many people say, well, we need to organize against this because we're being hard pressed on every side. We need to organize and press them back. He says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed. I mean, come on, who's not perplexed right now? Looking at what's happening in all these Alinsky methodologies, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. This is the life that we live. It has meaning, America, to you now. This is it. He says, we carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. You keep on trying to live, and it's like, die already. There's nothing worse than somebody who refuses to die. You know, just like, come on, just die. You're stinking. Just die. To yourself, to your ideas, what you think, what you want, you know, your demands in life. Just die. Lay it all down. Unless you die to yourself, unless you deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow Jesus. He says you can't have a part of him. That's what he says.
That's right.
Which already blows a lot of the doctrine that's being preached today from behind the Pope Tims. And so in regards to that, he says, listen, we're handed over to death. And this is we have this life being revealed to us, this awesome life of God being revealed in our mortal bodies, even though it's in a dying type process is going on. And so we as believers, things happen rough because we're no longer of this world. It's covered in darkness. There's thick darkness over the people. The moment you become a believer, the light of God is in you. You're polarized from that one moment, unless you leave the light and begin to walk in darkness. And so it's not going to go, your flesh is not going to get celebrated when all of a sudden you're walking around. You're the only one in the entire dark room with a flashlight. You're going to be noticed. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be noticed. And that's what you're supposed to. But the whole thing is, it's so that you can glorify God. You know, you can walk around as the light. And so understand it's not for the light to organize against people who walk in darkness to be able to force them to comply. It's actually for us to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to allow the surpassing power of God that's inside of me. I'm going to trust myself to him who judges justly. I'm going to just, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to renounce all secret and shameful and deceptive ways. I'm just going to let it go. And I'm going to trust God. I mean, think about it. Paul totally rocks Saul Alinsky's 13 tactics to the core, which President Obama taught for 4 years and which Hillary Clinton did her college thesis on in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, when he says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, We commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. That's the opposite. Mm. That is the total bipolar opposite of the Alinsky tactics. I mean, think about it. I mean, think about, you know, all the tactics to this point is about deception and
manipulation.
And manipulation and lying and all these ulterior motives and all this control. Manipulation, control, and secret stuff. And you don't let them really know what's going on. Well, this is what Paul said. This is the word of God. This is the Bible. Mm-hmm. This is why we got to read it.
Right.
Because if we say, you know what? You know, this looks like a good thing. And, you know, and we talked about this in the whole conversation is just because it ends up good, doesn't mean that evil wasn't part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't follow evil just because evil was used to be able to bring something to pass. For example, Joseph's brothers during that journey right there, they had evil intentions, but God took those evil intentions and turned it out for good. But mm-hmm. you're supposed to follow Joseph, not his brothers in the context of that. And so when you think of it, Paul's just saying, he goes, man, this is what I've done. I've renounced secret and shameful ways. What's he saying? I renounce the Alinsky tactic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Hillary Clinton getting saved. She would just say, I renounce my thesis. Well, she would say, I renounce mm-hmm. my thesis. I renounce secret and shameful ways. And I do not use deception, nor do I distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, in other words, just laying it out there, this is it, this is my motive, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, you're aware of God. For the president, for example, if that we're talking about, because there's a lot of people following the teachings, this just happens to be one organized, potentially American in the world,
mm-hmm.
is he would say, you know, I renounce the secret and shameful ways and the deceptive practices that I taught for 4 years
mm-hmm.
and the learned by Saul Alinsky that I taught people for 4 years.
Sure.
I mean, that's what you would say. And mm-hmm. Paul's going, I was a Pharisee. You know? Mm-hmm. I renounced all those ways, those mm-hmm. things that we were doing. And he was persecuted in the church, you know, for a while. And in the context of that, and he said, I just renounce it. That's so important. Because this is why he goes on to say, he says, he does this all in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, in other words, if what you're saying doesn't make sense to someone, mm-hmm. don't worry about it. It's not going to make sense to people who don't walk in the light, who mm-hmm. don't want to walk in the light. The verdict is in. Read all of John chapter 3. The verdict is in. And this is what he says. Even if our gospel, the good news, the light of what we're talking about, is veiled, in other words, they can't see it, it is veiled for those who are perishing. They're not going to see it.
Right.
You're not going to be able to talk to Alinsky's child who was sold out that is God to them. Then they're not going to listen to you. And you just witness to them anyway about the love of God. You preach the truth plainly to them. No deceptive, shameful practices. You just tell them plainly before God and let God's word accomplish what it's set out to do. Mm-hmm. And he says, the God of this world, the God of this age, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to, you know, yell at darkness and saying, you know, act like light. And it's like, they don't want to act like light.
They're blind. Mm-hmm.
It is totally blind. And understand, the mind is blinded. So you're trying to have some intellectual conversation with somebody who chose Lucifer's tips for running their business and running their ministry, running their nation, running the world, whatever. Their mind's blinded. They don't even know what you're even saying. So he goes on to say, this is for what we preached is ourselves, what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as a servant for Jesus' sake. For God said, let your light shine out of darkness.
Mm.
Let it shine out of darkness. It don't matter if people, you know, the light shines in darkness, but the darkness comprehends it not. Quit turning your light out because somebody didn't respond to it. Your job is to shine it.
That's right.
and just allow the light to do what it does.
Mm-hmm.
He says, for God, this is verse 6, for God who said, let your light shine out of darkness, made this light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of God, the face of Christ.
Mm.
What an opportunity.
Mm.
It's time for us to decide, you know, what we're going to do, because that's when it goes right into what I talked about. Jars of clay, persecuted, hard pressed on every side. In the midst of all that, we just shine. We just let the light shine. This is the testing of our faith. It is time now for the church to arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon us, is over us. But it's so important because now you're seeing on your news, you're seeing every day now, you're seeing Alinsky's tactics being used right now. And it's everything's just out in the open. There is nothing, it is out.
There is no hidden agenda.
People are saying things like, you know, we're just going to go ahead and vote for the bill, and then we're going to read it. And it's like, it's a good, you know, practice that, because Paul renounced all secret and shameful ways. Why not the churches be open?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? It should be like, hey, we're wanting to love folks and want to help folks and preach the gospel. If you have any other motives,
right,
you know, it's like, you need to renounce
that. Same for you.
Yes. But I do want to say this. Imagine this, because a lot of folks just say, well, you know, I did read the Bible once. I did read it, and these things are going to happen, so whatever, you know, que sera, sera, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Whatever will be, will be. And but this is what God said. This is what Jesus said in regards to these kind of things. Because you can lead God's people astray. You can have somebody who's walking in the light, and somebody can misguide them, lead them wrong. And Alinsky's children are all based on, I mean, you think about it, Hillary Clinton was in her church when reportedly Saul Alinsky shows up in her youth group, her young person group, and begins to organize, bring her into the concept, you know, at a young person, and went into the church. And that's what happened to me. They came in from Berkeley, the Pacific Institute of Community Organizing, came in there, and it just seems so sweet. It seems like a great thing at the time. But what it was, the motives was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The motives was totally different. They were just using, like Marshall Gantz says, using the faith narrative. And using the faith narrative, just, you know, like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Using the church? Is that what you're talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
And that's what happens. You cannot be lead people astray. You're going to be held accountable for leading people astray. But understand this. You know, many people are going to fall away from the faith. He talks about it. He talks about it. Many people are going to fall away from the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that just blows a lot of doctrine out of the water, but I'm sorry, it's what it says.
That's what it says.
And many people have shipwrecked their faith. Somebody says, what does that mean? It says, I guess that means a shipwreck is going to be in heaven. I don't know. Anyway, so. But this is what Jesus said. And Jesus said nothing and did nothing unless he heard the Father say it. He said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, and this is what you got to pay attention to. And this is what's taking place. Many dark things are happening in life today under the name of God. He says, especially this huge social justice movement that's going on. If anyone, I mean, that includes anyone. You know, do we need to look that up? The word is like anyone.
I think we got it.
That includes you. It includes anybody that may call themselves a preacher, a prophet, an apostle, a teacher, a pastor, a woman, a man, a boy, a girl, you know, anybody. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble. Think about it. Causes them to stumble. In other words, dude, you better renounce all that stuff right now.
Yeah.
You better get all those signs out of your garage. You better get those bumper stickers off. I mean, if you got dark bumper stickers on trying to promote some sort of concept, some, you know, listen. If anyone causes one of these little ones of mine, this is Jesus talking, those who believe in him, causes them to stumble, it will be better for them to have a millstone, which is probably, millstones.
A big jump.
Very heavy.
Yeah, you know, thousands of pounds. Thousands of pounds. This is God. This is what God's saying. If anyone causes one of these ones who believe in me to stumble, it will be better for them to have a thousand pound plus millstone, hung around their neck and drown in the depths of the sea.
Hmm.
Somebody says, that's not the Jesus I know. It's only because you haven't been reading the word. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
If you mislead God's people, that's what God thinks of you. Say what you want to, and so many people go, well, you know, because of these doctrines out here saying that it doesn't matter what you do, but Jesus is saying, you're not going to be able to enter heaven with a millstone necklace around your neck. Okay, he's
right.
Like, some people are going to walk, if some of the doctrines being preached, this is that they're standing there in their mind as a sheep, not a goat, in their mind with like 15 millstones hanging around their neck, dragging them to the altar of God and thinking, you're not going to hold me accountable for misleading all your people and leading them right into Lucifer's hands.
Right.
You're not going to hold me accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said a prayer. You're not going to hold me accountable for organizing against pastors and organizing against apostles and organizing against God's people and causing God's people to be divided and divided from him. That's not what he says right here. He says, if anyone causes one of these little ones of mine to who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and drowned in the depths of the sea. He said, woe to the world because of these things that cause people to stumble. They're going to happen. Such things must happen, Jesus said. But, and I repeat, but woe to the person through whom they come. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.